message for today is Eat the Word of Unleavened Bread. That's the title I have. And if we notice in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah was talking about a time when it was the time when Uzziah had died, one of the kings of Judah. And he said, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. So Isaiah had a vision. And he said, God was high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it, you saw seraphim, and one had six wings. And he's describing these seraphim and the angels. And one cried to the other and said, Holy, holy, and the whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. And the posts of the door were shaken and by the voice of the one crying out. And the house was filled with smoke. And Isaiah said, Woe is me, for I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim said to me, having in his hand a live coal, and he took it with tongs. So even the seraphim had to hold the coal with tongs because it was hot. With it, Isaiah said. And he said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. And he says, Then I heard a loud voice, the voice of the Lord, saying, Who shall I send? Who will go for us? So then I said, Here I am. So Isaiah had been purged of his sin. He was cleansed. And he said, Okay, I'll go. I'll be your messenger. So Isaiah's message to Israel in chapter 9 was God wanted to tell Israel, Jacob. And he said in chapter 9, verse 17, Everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer. And every mouth speaks folly. For all this, because of all this, the anger of the Lord, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. So we can see that as a messenger of God, Isaiah was telling the people God's displeasure, his desire for them was, and that he was very pleased and his wrath was pending, and he was warning them. And so we can see that had a lot to do with the leavening that was around Israel and taking place everywhere. No one was considered or considering or interested in being unleavened or eating unleavened word or interest in God's way. So we're reminded by Paul, when he wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 8, Therefore, Paul said to them, Let us keep the feast. Not with the old leaven, like Isaiah was telling was everywhere. Not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Notice what John said in John chapter 6. He says, Most assuredly, verse 47, I say to you, the words of Jesus, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He was telling his disciples in John 6:47 that he was the bread of life. He said, Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they're dead. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. He was introducing them to what true unleavened bread was, the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if anyone eats this bread, he'll live forever. And the bread that I give, notice this, the bread I give is my flesh, his own flesh, which I give for the life of the world. The Jews were quarreling among themselves.
Yes, hello, brethren. It's...
And Jesus said, verse 53, I say to you, most assuredly, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever, verse 54, Jesus told them that whoever eats the flesh of the Son of Man and drinks his blood has eternal life. Whoever eats my flesh, he said in verse 54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Whoever. Not terribly restrictive in that word, right? Whoever eats my flesh. Jesus Christ was opening this up to all the earth, all creation, not just his disciples. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, that's the condition. They have to eat his flesh and drink his blood. That person has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh, verse 56, and drinks my blood, abides in me. He abides in me, and I abide in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. He will live because of me, Jesus said in verse 57. Verse 58, this is the bread which came down from heaven. He was talking about himself. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like your fathers ate the manna that they ate in the wilderness and they're dead. He who eats this bread, Jesus said, his flesh, his bread, will live forever. What is his flesh and his unleavened bread? He said in verse 3, it is the Spirit who gives life. The Holy Spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit. The words I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. The words. John 1, verse 1, we can remember that John recorded for us, in the beginning, what was it? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. The Word was in the beginning with God, and the Word was God. The Word, the Spirit, the unleavened bread, the unleavened flesh. He was with God, but he is the Word, he said. John 20, verse 30. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples that are not written in the book of John. This is the second to last chapter of John's book, chapter 20. But these things, John said, these things I wrote, they're written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus has a word of explanation for us. Whoever has conditions and qualifications, but listen to his explanations. Verse 36 of John chapter 20, Jesus said, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. John 3:36. That was John 3, by the way. So whoever acknowledges me, Jesus said also in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus, the unleavened bread, his flesh, eating of him, eating of his body, whoever acknowledges that he is the Son and believes that Jesus is the unleavened flesh, the unleavened bread, who gives life, believing in that, that person has eternal life. Whoever finds his life, in Matthew 10 also, he says, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it, as well in chapter 3 of Mark. Mark records, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. They asked him about his brothers and sisters waiting for him, and he said, whoever is my brother, does it the will of God, is my brother and sister and mother. As well, he also said, we recall that Jesus said, my friends are those who keep my commandments, right? Whoever, in Mark 16, chapter 16, verse 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Many people ask, how can you be saved? Whoever believes in the unleavened flesh, the bread of life, whoever believes in him will be saved, but whoever believe will be condemned. And he said as well, whoever drinks the water that I give him, whoever drinks of the water, the condition is drinking of the water and eating his unleavened flesh, his bread of life, whoever drinks of that water will never thirst. John 4, verse 14. We see as well, in regard to drinking, Revelation 22, the revelation of Jesus Christ, right? Chapter 1. But in chapter 22, 17, verse 17 says, let him, Jesus said, who thirsts, let the one who thirsts come. Whoever desires, see, the whoever has to desire. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 14. So God gives us the power. This is a special reminder every year. It's not just about removing the leaven. It's about eating the unleavened bread of Jesus Christ, the bread of life, about eating his flesh, the word, eating the word who was God, who was with God. It's about remembering every Passover and restarting the year afresh at the beginning. God said, this time of year in the spring will be the beginning of months for you, right? In the Old Testament. And he says, every year I give you the Passover as a gift, a reminder. And not only does God change not, right, but he is faithful. And his mercies are new every day, just like is written in Lamentations chapter 3, right? Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23 and 24. through the Lord's mercies. Mercies to whoever desires to eat his unleavened bread, right? And drink his blood. The Lord's mercies, through his mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Verse 23, they are new every morning. His mercy is new every day, every morning. And great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:23, a memory verse, right? Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Verse 24, he said, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. So whoever desires to eat his unleavened flesh can say, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. Verse 25, to the soul who seeks him. God is good to those who wait for him. We can be proof of this, because we desire to eat his unleavened bread of life, his flesh, his word. God is good to those who, to the soul who seeks him. It is good, verse 26, it's good that one should hope and quietly wait for the salvation. Is that not what we are doing every day when we read our Bibles, when we pray every morning, noon, and night, praying to him, waiting quietly for his salvation, waiting for the return of him, the Word, who was with God, who said, I will not leave you orphans, right? We know that God himself always lives by all the fruits of his Spirit, right? The fourth of which is patience. That whoever, that word, whoever, can also include whenever. Whenever you are, wherever you are, whoever you are, whenever or wherever you are, you're not far, too far to come back to him. Repentance is always there because God's mercies are new every day. We can start eating that unleavened bread, his flesh and his word, every time we repent and turn from our ways. We're not too far away to come back to him with a contrite heart, as we follow David's example. He did that too, and many of the other apostles and prophets and forefathers of old, the lessons that we can read in the Bible, following the example of David with a contrite heart. He said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. We want to pray that every day. That is how we can eat the unleavened bread of the Word, the bread of life, the one who gave his flesh and blood for us. Just ask the prodigal son. He told his father he wasn't worthy to be called his son, right? So we must also humbly strive to be counted worthy, to be on God's whoever list, whoever desires to eat the flesh of his son and drink his blood, as we will commemorate this coming Passover reminder during the Passover season, and eat the unleavened bread. Not just putting out leaven or leavened bread, doing away with that, but replacing it with the unleavened bread that is so important. We need to eat that symbol of his flesh and his body. Leavened bread, the Spirit, his word, So that's how we can remain and continue to qualify and be counted worthy to be on God's whoever list. Another reason to keep that every year. When we revere our Passover lamb, we revere our Passover lamb and we eat its unleavened body and drink the symbol of his blood. As Jesus said to Martha in John 11, when he was dealing with raising Lazarus from the dead, John 11, he said to Martha, whoever lives and believes in me, anyone that lives and believes in me, eating my unleavened bread of my flesh and my word, whoever lives and believes in me will never die. He will never die. Do you believe this, Martha? He asked, do you believe this? And we can ask to ourselves, do we believe this? Do I believe this? We can continue striving to endure to the end and to be on his whoever list, to be his called, his chosen, and his faithful, the elect. We can actually be those who are called the elect, those for whom God will involve himself in the end time, as Matthew tells us, that for the elect's sake, right? God will change the course of history for the elect's sake. He will cut things short for those who are the elect, right? For the elect's sake, he will cut things short, right? The elect are those that are called, chosen, and faithful, his elect, who always strive to eat his unleavened flesh. Therefore, brethren, Colossians 3, verse 12, as Paul told the Colossians, therefore, brethren, as the elect of God, as the elect of God, those who strive to eat the unleavened flesh and of the word, Jesus Christ, his body and his blood, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, he looks on us as holy and beloved. Put on, Paul told them, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, or patience. All these are all fruits of God's Spirit. Put on his Spirit. Just like Jesus, when he appeared to them, the disciples, when they were in a room for fear of the Jews, he appeared to them, said, peace be to you. He breathed on them, gave them his Spirit, this Holy Spirit, this unleavened Spirit of his body and his word. So we can as well be those his elect eating that unleavened bread. We can remember these symbols and live to be on his whoever list, to live to be his elect, eating always, every day, that unleavened bread as we symbolize that during this Passover season coming up in a very few short weeks. So, brethren, we send our love to you all and wish you a wonderful, blessed Passover season, focusing on eating the unleavened bread of Jesus Christ, our word, the one who gave his flesh for us.